Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Drop in Morning Show. It is Wednesday, May 11th, and we are headed into a wonderful day. On Wednesdays, we have our recommendations for you at the end of the show as our last segment. So for those of you that are looking to explore further, we have some good opportunities for you coming. We also are going to continue discussion with our theme around professional development. We have some good news for you. And of course, we have a very familiar face joining the show to continue to learn from. So go fill up your coffee. We'll be right back. Morning. We are thrilled to have you here on Wednesday, May 11th. Brian Dwemke is with us. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. How are you this morning?
Good. I was going to call you like Dr. Brian Dwemke, and then I hesitated. And I mean, do you require that everybody like call you a very formal name at all times?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. No. No.
Is it bad that if I was a doctor, I would only go by that. Like my sister is graduating with her doctorate in veterinary studies, which I know is different, but like still, and I have decided we're only going to call her doctor forever.
She's probably more qualified to be an educator than I am with my doctorate.
I don't think that's true. You've been in education for quite some time. Actually, speaking of, would you introduce yourself for our community who may not be aware of all the work that you do?
Sure. And then we can go back to the mocking. Absolutely.
Yeah, that will be next. But you know, yeah. Like we need to just, we're 2 minutes in. We have to, you know, start with some basics.
All right. Brian Dwemke. I am a high school principal.
Did you mean Dr. Brian Dwemke?
I did. I did. I must have been muted. I've been working in the field for 20 plus years. I taught for a half a dozen years. I've been in administration for a number of years in a variety of roles as a dean, assistant principal, middle school principal, high school principal. Enjoy that role. Coming up to the end of a school year is always fun as a high school principal. Got my doctorate. I don't know if you've mentioned that yet.
That you have a doctor title? Yeah, I think it's cool. I want a doctor title.
Yeah. You know what? I've consumed more Dr. Pepper now that I've been a doctor.
Really? Is that like your go-to now? You're like, oh, I feel like we have something in common.
You know, I used to be like a Coke Diet Coke person at McDonald's, but then all of a sudden, like Dr. Pepper's there, and it's good because McDonald's pop just hits on a different level. And everybody knows this.
Yeah, that's
kind of me.
Love it. So fun. We have Marie in the comments and Andrea. Good morning. Thanks for waking up bright and early to join us live. Always good to see those comments coming through. Special shout out, of course, to those of you listening after the fact on Teach Better Talk podcast. We appreciate you subscribing, rating, and reviewing, and being a part of the show, even if you're not here live with us. But I don't know. I think it's going to be a good conversation. Brian, I know you've done a ton in the field of education. We've been friends for a long time. We've served on a few boards together. I know you've been live with the team a few different opportunities over the last few years. And then also you run our weekly mastermind for administrators, which is a way that I know our community engages with you on a very consistent basis.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to run the morning admin mastermind. And then the great Brad Hughes does it better than I do in the evening. But everybody's always welcome to hang out with us in the morning, Tuesday mornings, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And yeah, we get it done in the morning. We talk a little bit, have some coffee, talk about the highs and lows of leading and learning. And it's a good time. It's a good time.
I like our mastermind. It is changing here in a few weeks. So I want to make sure maybe we can discuss that a little bit to give people a sneak preview of information that isn't public yet. But I will say, Brian, what I appreciate about mastermind, you have all these people popping in to talk shop. I like to sit back, drink my coffee, eat a Pop-Tart, and just enjoy the dialogue.
What flavor Pop-Tart?
I think typically cinnamon, like the frosted cinnamon flavor. That's a thing.
Yeah. You put it in a toaster or in a microwave?
No. I don't have time for that because daily drop-in ends at the top of the hour typically, and mastermind starts right away. So I only have time to grab it out of the container, open it out of the, you know, like silver wrapping, and that's as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's commitment on your side to eat. Like the first couple of bites probably are like, this is good. And then halfway through, are you rethinking life?
No. I like that two come in a pack. So when you only eat one and a half, it's like none of the calories counted because you didn't eat the whole thing.
Usually like 10 minutes into Mastermind, you usually turn your camera off. I thought maybe you just go and nuke your Pop-Tart. I didn't know what was going on.
That's what I should do. I think that this is going to be a goal. You know, now that Mastermind's changing here in a few weeks, maybe they'll give me more time to make sure that it gets in the toaster, gets all crispy. I do like, you know, it tastes better that way.
Do you think we can get Pop-Tart to sponsor our Mastermind?
Oh my gosh, that's what we should do. I know, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Like pop in for a Pop-Tart?
Oh, that's funny. Pop in for a Pop-Tart with administrators coming together from around the world. Oh, right? This would be like a thing. Yeah, I love it.
I like it.
Here in a few weeks, friends, if you're interested, Mastermind is going on a little bit of a summer break, which is kind of fun. Don't worry, it's still happening every single week. We're just adjusting it slightly and actually giving you all more opportunities to not only participate, but be able to brag on some of the big accomplishments that group is continuously working on. So starting on the 7th of June, so it's like the first week of June, the first Tuesday of June, Mastermind will begin in the morning only. So we are not going to have the evening option. We're hoping that in the evenings, you are all spending time with family, relaxing in the sunshine as the, you know, kind of like family summer begins. And it will be happening in the morning an hour later. So it'll be 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. I know, Brian, you and Brad are kind of tag teaming the fun of having that morning session. And we're doing 4-week segments where everybody that joins will be able to earn a badge. There'll be a topic specifically focused on for 4 weeks. You can kind of earn an accreditation in some regard for focusing on that topic. And Brian, this all came from some great ideas that you and Brad had to really revamp the program and continuously make it as valuable as possible for administrators. So I can't wait to see it all come together.
After you complete all the cycles and earn all the badges, you know what you get?
A Pop-Tart?
Yes. We should have a random drawing for all of our people that complete all of the badges, and then we should create a Pop-Tart badge.
I completely agree. And Marie's in the comments saying, yes, for sure, the raw Pop-Tart is the way to go versus the toaster. So I think we can send people a box of Pop-Tarts after they've gone through and earned all the badges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
not allowed to put them in the toaster.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good. So yes, for any of you interested, I know that there'll be details out starting on the 23rd of May to give you some opportunity to see the first theme we'll be focused on. Of course, as always, you all can obviously come at any time to bring a question or a problem of practice that the group can discuss and share resources on. But sometimes it's nice when people don't have specific things to discuss to be able to dive into a topic that we can focus on for a few weeks and people can share their ideas and resources. So if you're interested in that, that begins the 7th to earn a badge. We'd love to have you come during the entire time consistently for that month focus. And then when the next month begins, you get a new topic. And I think it's going to be a really fun opportunity to see those collecting in our community. So I appreciate those of you that are going to get involved. And Brian, I'm excited for you and Brad to facilitate the fun.
We're going to have a good time.
It'll be fun. It'll be really good. I think I might show up every so often. I think it'll be good.
You're invited. You have the password.
The password to come in the Zoom call?
Sure. Sure, you can come hang out. You might even contribute from time to time.
From time to time, while I'm eating my popcorn in between, or my Pop-Tart in between bites. Popcorn would be a little too early, but Pop-Tarts I think work.
No, that's brain break food.
Friends, if you are interested in joining that and you have a leadership role in the school building or district that you're in, so if you're a coach, an assistant principal, a director of curriculum and instruction, an assistant superintendent or superintendent, we encourage you all to join. That's over at teachbrighter.com/mastermind. You too can have the password for the fun. So it'll be fun. We do have a bunch of friends in the comments. It's wonderful to see all of you. Patricia, good morning. Rochelle, good morning. As we get started, Brian, typically as we get into the show, we document a moment of gratitude on a free app that was recommended to us called Happy Feed. We're able to document a moment of gratitude every single morning and then also revisit some wonderful moments of appreciation that we've been able to have on the show and kind of feature those. So would you mind if we got started with that?
That'd be great.
All right. So for this morning, I need you to share with me something that you are grateful for, something you're appreciative of, something we can document in our app this morning.
Okay. So our seniors, the class of 2022, just had their last day yesterday.
Ooh.
And they have the graduation on Sunday. And, I was walking around my building yesterday and I was talking with the kids and seeing teachers and looking at social media feeds. And, you see like the, them as kindergartners all the way to their senior year. And, you just think about this, a little preview of my speech on Sunday, which is short because the parents aren't coming to hear us talk. But like, so many people are responsible for a student's success all the way through their pre-K-12 experience. And, I was just grateful for our coaches and our sponsors and our counselors and our teachers just, doing everything that they do on a daily basis, in order to get that student to Sunday. And then it's way beyond Sunday. It's way beyond a diploma. It's way beyond standards and mastery and things like that, the life lessons that they've learned in the friendship. So I just had like a little moment. It was a beautiful day yesterday. We started summer yesterday somehow and skipped spring, but it was just great. It was a grateful moment just to chat up with our kids and what their plans are. And I felt grateful. I had a moment of gratitude.
That's a great moment to document. I think that's a great reminder for all of us, all the impact that we can have on students over the years. It's very powerful. It's a great one. I will say though, with the comment about, summer from the winter, skipping spring, I don't know what happened here in Illinois. We went from like 50 degrees to 90. I really just wanted a 70 degree day. It didn't happen. So for those of you this morning, if you're live with us in the comments, I'd love to hear what's the temperature wherever you are currently. What's the temperature? Because I might need to fly to one of these locations of some of our Teach Better community to get some spring weather. We like skipped it.
I don't think we're going to get a 70 till like October.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like instantly 90. Like we had no middle. My AC's been out for 3 days. I'm not thrilled.
Your air conditioning's out? This is the first time I'm hearing about that.
Is it? I may have mentioned it like 12 times to you yesterday, but maybe you forgot. I mean... Are you saying that I have been complaining? Is that what
absolutely not. No.
Are you telling me that seeing me yesterday on Mastermind and to now that I have maybe complained to you about something?
No, I think that you have been very level-headed about your air conditioning. I would lose it. I would absolutely lose it. I don't like to be hot.
I know, right? So my griping is appropriate. That's all I'm saying.
Totally appropriate. I would have figured you would have been taking this call from a Holiday Inn Express.
I'm actually sitting in my freezer right now.
That's good. Definitely do not use a toaster this morning.
No. And I was going to cook something for dinner last night and I truly just gave up because I didn't want to turn on the stove.
No, just ice cream.
Ice cream. That would have been a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Friends, we'll be right back. We have some good news for you. Thrilled to see that some of you are having some better weather than I am. Morning, everyone. We're going to continue with our conversation here. We have some good news for you. Brian Zwemke is sharing so many wonderful tidbits here on the show. Like how to eat a good Pop-Tart, the complaint about spring. What value have we talked about so far this morning? Man, I don't know that we've really been able to get into anything good.
We're going to have to rally in the second segment.
You think so? Like we're really just going to need to pull out all the stops.
Something.
That's good. This is the problem when you have somebody on the show who we're familiar with, that we've been friends for a long time. It's like everything like goes downhill. It's like when Jeff Gargis is on the show. It's like you can't really have high expectations.
Yeah, you can't invite him. No.
I get it. We do some good holidays that I think would be wonderful. And I have a really funny good news story for you that I think would not only be wonderful to bring to students, but even a fun opportunity to bring to other colleagues to foster those relationships. So let's get into some good news for holidays first. Did you know that it's National Eat Whatever You Want Day?
Good.
Yes. So the picture is a really, really, really large burger that they're featuring. So will you take part in eating whatever you want holiday today?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Moment of gratitude. School Nurse Appreciation Day is today.
Wait, we're not there. It's coming up. Hold on.
I'm just saying I'm going to go eat whatever I want because we're going to take them out to breakfast.
That's really, I really love that you're doing that, that you're taking the school nurses out to be able, like to go out to breakfast. That's such a wonderful like morning for them.
Yeah. All the kids are on their own though. Like when they get to school.
The hope is that they stay healthy enough for the nurses to go have breakfast.
Right? They'll be fine. We're on a late start.
It'll be good. Yeah. National Eat What You Want Day. Like you already ruined, it is National School Nurses Day. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. So breakfast celebrating, bring them some candy, maybe bring in some coffee for those incredible school nurses. Gosh, they have had a whirlwind of the past few years. Did you know that it's also National Receptionist Day? I bet you didn't know that one.
I did not.
Yeah. So it's tricky. Sometimes it's like school specific, but this one, obviously, they'll be celebrating in a number of different fields. It is National Receptionist Day. It's also, I know this is a big one for those of you that like are in any way athletic. It's also World Foam Rolling Day. Is that a thing? That's so painful.
I know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you like have the foam roller and you roll your thighs on it, I guess, or legs.
Calves. Your IT band.
Ouch. Ouch, yeah. Ouch, ouch. That's very painful. So lots of good things to celebrate today. People, food, athleticism. This is good.
It's good.
For a good news story this morning, I just had a quick question that to test your skills, Brian. If we had a good news story and I told you that something was on the roof, can you name your top three guesses of animals that might be found on a roof?
A bird.
Okay. Bird's a good guess.
Like how many different birds can I put up there? Can I put a butterfly up on a roof?
Yeah, you can put whatever you want on the roof, but this is about an animal that was found on the roof. To be clear, it was five animals total, not different animals, but five animals found on a roof. So it could be five birds. That's a good guess.
Yeah. But like, that's a boring story. You would never see that. That's not a good clickbait.
I mean, I believe that to be true. But again, I just asked you about, you know, top three animals.
Do you have a cow on the roof?
You think that a cow can get on the roof?
I think that
you think there are five cows on a roof?
No, let's go five dogs on a roof.
Five dogs. Okay. Yeah. I think that would be something I would click on. You know, I do love dogs. I need one more guess.
Let's see. Let's do some horses on a roof.
Again, that's like putting a cow on the roof. Those are so big. You can't put five horses on a roof.
What if the roof fell down?
That's what I'm saying. This is impractical. Five horses wouldn't make it on the roof. The roof would break first.
What if the roof was floating?
What? I think you're struggling to name good animals. I'm just saying, like, we could have gone birds. Butterfly wasn't bad. Like
squirrels?
A squirrel, a chipmunk. I mean, like, we could have really gotten into it. Whatever. Joke's on you. It does say, by the way, that it was five sheep that were found on the roof, which I thought was really impressive. But when you brought out the cow and the horse, I'm like, hold on. That would be quite a story. The reason I thought this was a really great story to bring to students, though, is as we get into some good news stories, all five sheep were perfectly fine as they were saved on a roof of a home just a few days ago. But the pictures are so funny. So for me, as a former writing teacher at a middle school level, I would have absolutely not told them at all about this story, brought up the picture and had them write some sort of creative prompt or you know, just like get the discussions going of like what is going on in this picture, because there are truly five sheep on a home, and the community had to band together and bring in the fire department to rescue these sheep at the top of the house. That's kind of cute.
How did they get there? Tell us more.
You know what? The article goes into a lot of their guesses, but I think if they knew how the sheep got up there, then they may have, you know, like fixed that problem or been able to predict it. This says here, while there were many sheep jokes, they don't actually know how all five sheep got up there.
So, all right.
Some good climbing skills, maybe?
I guess.
I think it's good. I do want to make sure that we have time to get into some good discussion with our weekly theme this week. And then, of course, we have some recommendations for all of you. So we'll be right back for our brainstorm bank. All right, friends, as we head into our brainstorm bank, you know that we have this segment every single day to continue with our theme that we have every week, and also to have our guests share as much as they are willing to be able to dive into this topic and allow us to be better. Our topic, our plan for this week, is all discussing professional development. Of course, as for you, for those of you that are listening live or even after the fact, feel free to participate in the comments. We also would love to brainstorm through anything you're currently struggling with. Brian and I don't promise to have all the answers, but of course, we're happy to be here throughout the brainstorming process to see if we can head in the right direction. So with the theme this week, Brian, being on professional development, it was all focused this week on trying to find the right strategy, the best strategy to implement any sort of professional learning in a school building, in a school district, in a community, anything in between. So what are your thoughts on professional development implementation? Should we start there?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to have a vision of what you are trying to accomplish as a school district and as a building. I think sometimes those are two separate things, depending on how your school district or your kind of the whole ecosystem is set up. So, you know, what are the goals of the district? How do they reflect back to strategic planning? How do they reflect back to a school improvement plan? And then, you know, the other piece too is I think that more and more we've recognized as leaders that they really do have to be personalized to the classroom teacher. What value are they getting, you know, during their school year or through a session or through an institute day or summer PD? I think we've all been in professional development sessions that have really hit. And then you've been in some that you didn't get much out of, and then some that you didn't follow back on. And I have been in all of those. And quite frankly, I've planned all of those that some of them worked and some of them didn't. I think it's interesting, too, when you have PD for 100, 150, 250 people or big conferences, you probably are not going to meet everybody's needs. And, you know, you have to kind of look at what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish, and then listen to that feedback so that you can hit their needs in the future. So, I mean, it's such a balance and an art in designing professional learning for staff with staff, you know. And I've kind of gone through a career arc of everybody needs to know X, and then everybody got X. It's a, you know, guaranteed and viable for everybody. And at times that was really important. And then other times, depending on where our staff was at, then you design something for them to be able to explore on their own and give them their own agency and voice and choice. I think people like that more. I also think that sometimes a staff just needs some time to explore. They need some time in their own classroom. So I think it's a delicate balance of what district or building principal needs to do for their district and what teachers are wanting for the district. And the only way to really hit that well is to have a good, honest dialogue of where you're at and understand your instructional profile of your school, how your teachers teach, how your students learn, and then keep designing something in order for everybody to just get a little bit better.
There's so many elements of that that I want to dive into, but the one at the very beginning you mentioned, having a strategic plan that like aligns to then the professional development that you have, it's very similar to a lesson plan, right? The lessons that you do in the classroom needs to align to the work, the standards that you're striving to master, and that long-term vision of the work being done at a classroom level. Do you think that there is similarity to the classroom structure to then how we can support our teachers in that strategic plan?
Yeah, I think, really good professional development models good instruction. So, if you're doing professional development and then your teachers replicate what you just did, and if you wouldn't go into that room and say, this isn't what I'm looking for, then why are you leading professional development in that manner? So you need to have some direct instruction, sure, and some level of this is what we're doing today and road mapping. But then you have to give people an opportunity to learn. You have to give people an opportunity to grow, give people some opportunity to get in and out of their comfort zone. Sometimes, in a 45-minute session or an hour session, you get them right up to that kind of crescendo, and then you're like, okay, and now we're moving on to the next piece. So just like I think a lot of good teachers do, less is more in the classroom, so that their students have an opportunity to dive deep into the lesson and reflect and think and have that whole metacognitive process. We need to do the same, within professional learning, because if we do 9 sessions in a day and everything is 30 minutes and it's like speed dating, they don't have a chance to actually process what they're learning for the day.
No, I think that's so important. As we get into kind of finding your perfect fit for professional development, I think there's a lot of different areas of discussion. I do really value the suggestion about the strategic plan being something that you do first, so you know where you're headed. I think that's so important. And being able to model what you want to see. I think that's a practice that is easy to forget since we're dealing with adults. They can handle kind of some natural go-tos that are more lecture focused or things like that are kind of easy to check the box to say, oh, we expose them to this information. But remembering those best practices, remembering how we can teach our students to be most successful in the classroom and be able to mirror that in PD, I think is such an important reminder, especially as we head into May and continue to support our educators at the end of the year. Super important. When you have been designing professional development, are there any go-tos that you like to utilize? Maybe a format or some easy, like icebreakers that you're like, this is a go-to every year. It gets them every time.
A lot of times I think about like institute days and opening day, and those are, you have 4 or 5 of those a year. I think the icebreaker that I've gone to more and more of is not starting our first session at 8 o'clock. Having some time for teachers to ease into the day. I've been giving the first hour of the day to our athletic director, our activities director, to check in with their folks. And then our mentoring program, our veteran teachers and our new teachers just touch base with one another. And there's a little bit of an agenda, but it's a really good, authentic two-way dialogue about what's the experience like as a first-year teacher or their experience as a coach or a sponsor. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get into whatever the keynote is of the day or whatever the main topic is. So if you're involved in those things, you have a very soft start to your day. If you're not involved in those things, you get an hour in your room, or you get an hour to touch base with a colleague or another PLC member, and it's not a rapid start that everybody's in the auditorium or everybody's in the cafeteria. So I think the two things that are very, very important for icebreakers for me is just that soft start is you're feeding your people, and then number two, you're giving them time to get into their day and get that right mindset. Because not everybody's going to bring 100% ready to learn every single day. It's the same thing with students is, if you can bring, 75% of yourself there, then great. If you can bring 50% of yourself there, great. Sometimes people are super open to professional learning for that particular day, and sometimes they're closed. We certainly have to be able to come back to whatever that we're learning over time. So it's just not a one-off professional development. But food and time, people like it.
I love that. Food and time, easy go-tos. We always joke here on the show that, a principal donut goes a long way. But I'm thinking, Brian, we're not recommending Pop-Tarts as the morning food typically in a school building. But hey, if you want to try it out, maybe something good will happen.
Sure. The coffee cart's always open.
Yes. Love a good coffee cart. See, this is good. These are good recommendations. Write them on a post-it as you're planning your end of the year festivities, end of the year institutes. And obviously thinking about how you're kicking off the year in August, any suggestions specifically for the end of the year? I know a lot of educators will kind of wrap up with students here in a few weeks, depending on where you're located. It could be as soon as 2 weeks or 8 weeks, depending on where you're located or in the world. But there's typically an end of the year, all staff meeting or institute day to wrap things up. Any PD that you would either recommend or not recommend doing at that time?
Yeah, I think, end of the year is an opportunity to show some gratitude, to do some recognition for staff. I think that needs to be, a big part of those, end of the year meetings. I don't think that's the opportunity to drop bombs or new key initiatives where, all of a sudden it's late May or June and say, this is what we're doing for next year. I think, we look at those moments or those dates on the calendar. And I think the most important thing at professional development is nobody should hear the topic that we're talking about for the first time. So if you are using those days to, this is the when the big announcement is or the big rollout is, I think then you can shock the system. And I think it's really important throughout the year that you're already using the structures and your teacher leaders in your building to be cultivating what is our next steps or what are our next steps in professional learning. How are we going to continue to learn and grow throughout the course of the year? So there should be some interconnectedness. I think when we look at professional learning, we should be looking at a 2 to 3 year cycle for staff. We often hear a lot about that there's too much on the plate, for our teachers, and I think they're right. What are those two or three key things that we're going to be tight on, and then what can we be loose on for professional learning for the year? If it's all of a sudden it's May or all of a sudden it's August and somebody's hearing that this year we're going to focus on literacy and they've never heard that out of their department chair or their team lead or their assistant principal or their instructional coaches, and that's the first time they're hearing it, that's probably not going to go very well.
I think those are wonderful reminders. I know I'm hearing you share these ideas, and they're ideas that we have discussed in Admin Mastermind. This has been not only a topic we've discussed over the last few weeks, but things over the years that we've been able to dive into. I think these are wonderful reminders, but also to continue to kind of open that door to say, hey, Daily Drop-In is one of many different opportunities we have to be exploring different types of conversations. So if you're an administrative leader and you are thinking through some of these topics and want to continue to discuss them, I know Admin Mastermind is diving into these topics as well, which is really valuable. Brian, as we kind of wrap up our discussion here in our brainstorm bank, any words of wisdom, call to action, anything you want to leave our community with related to professional development or anything that you're very passionate about?
I think over time, what I have learned as a leader is really to trust your teachers on what they're seeing and what they're learning and what they're needing in the classroom. When we talk about building a professional learning network, I think it's important that we recognize what is inside our current buildings right now. Where is that leader? Who are the leaders in the building? Who is incredible at questioning, or who's incredible at student relationships, or who can do great small group instruction? And I think you have to utilize those folks. I also think it needs to be a blend of some inside voices and outside voices. It needs to be a blend of kind of just-in-time professional learning, as well as some strategic planning over you know, longer periods of time. So, you know, it's always just like a good cook and finding that recipe of what works in your district. And administration doesn't always have all the answers. And I think it's important that we engage in two-way dialogue with our staff. And the key piece also that I think we've been missing historically is going to the students and saying, what was your experience like? How did you learn? Our kids right now are learning more in a digital space than ever before. So how is that going for them? How can we get them to share with our staff, this is what it looks like on our end? So now that you know how we're learning, now here is an opportunity for you to continue to grow. And I think it's important that we start working with our instructional coaches, our department chairs, our teachers, to get real authentic feedback with our kids to say, what was this like? And then design professional learning based on some of those responses too.
Really, really wonderful reminders. We'll be right back with some recommendations we love because it is Wednesday. All right, friends, as we wrap up our conversation here, it is Wednesday, May 11th, and all of you, I'm sure if you've been listening to the show before, know that on Wednesdays, we do a very, very special segment where we get to make some recommendations for all of you to continue your exploration in a variety of different topics. If you want to continue to explore the topics being discussed on the show or resources that have dramatically impacted our guests, it's always a wonderful opportunity to pick up a new book, check out a new podcast, or read a new blog, however you choose to consume your content. Brian, if you were to identify some resources that have dramatically impacted you as, you know, an educational leader, what would you turn to as recommendations that you like to share with others?
I think I start kind of really with this team. You know, there's so many opportunities to learn and grow with this team. You know, I think it's key that you do look outside of your four walls, because you can get a little bit trapped in just seeing what you see every single day. So I think having a professional learning network is really a key component. Getting on listservs, you know, joining different groups, you know, becoming active on social media really is important. And I think the other thing too is, you know, you get a lot of emails or a lot of things come in your feed. And if you're not ready to consume those at the time, often you can delete them and you're missing an opportunity. So I think sometimes when those things come at us digitally, just to take a look at it and go, okay, this is something that I could learn and grow at. And I've reached my capacity for learning for the day, or this is a busy time of the year, whatever it is. And just to take it, put it in your Google task, you know, answer it a couple of weeks later, whenever you're, you know, mentally ready or have a better, you know, more regular capacity for learning, then be able to grow. But there's so much great content out there, and there's incredible educators across our country. And I think it's important that we tap into those professional learning networks.
It's interesting. I think that so often when we talk about resources, we turn to, oh, what's a great book you've read recently, or what's a podcast you're listening to? I very rarely think about, you're right, all the emails that I get in my inbox, right, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, that are educational groups, educational teams that are putting out content and ensuring that you have access to it. Those like little reminders, little nudges of, hey, did you check out this blog that we just published on our website? Or, oh, did you see this resource that just became accessible to our network? Those are just such helpful, essentially assistance to be able to say, hey, have you chosen to learn recently? And I think that it's a really great reminder that sometimes some of the best professional development articles or blogs could just be sitting in your inbox. I think that reminder to look at those, and when you're ready, choose to consume them is definitely a good reminder for the second week of May. Before we head out today, Brian, would you mind sharing how our community can continue to stay in contact with you and connect with you?
Sure. It really has been a privilege to host Administrator Mastermind on Tuesdays. you know, please join Brad and I as we make a transition in early June, or hit up Brad's on Tuesday evenings or mine Tuesday morning. It's just very much like this, just with, you know, a few more faces on the screen where, you know, we're just talking through Instagram and Twitter at Brian Zwemke. I really enjoy working with groups, helping telling their story of what's going on in their classroom through a digital sense, through social media as well too. So if you need some help with that, I'm more than willing to jump in on that. This is such a great team and such a great family that just continues to learn and grow together, making a difference with our staff and with our kids.
So, so good. For those of you that are headed into a busy Wednesday, we wish you nothing but luck. It's going to be a wonderful day, no matter where you are in the world. We wish you a wonderful day to get into our school buildings and have an incredible impact. Don't forget to thank your school nurses today. As a reminder, we also have our brain break later this afternoon, so make sure to join us for that. And we'll see you tomorrow bright and early for Daily Drop-In. So happy Wednesday, friends.
Bye, everybody.